Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right, news roundup, information overload hour, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we'll get calls in, I promise, next half hour and even this half hour. So our crazy friend, and he's a little crazy, but we love him, Ami Horowitz. He's a satirist, documentarian. You know, he goes on these crazy adventures, and he gets, for example, he would go in the middle of these protests in 2020 and in the middle of riots and asking people about, you know, what's going on. He went to the Chop Chaz Summer of Love Zone, for example. He went on one of these treks. Where was that? Which particular migrant caravan was he a part of? I went on one of those, and that was a while back. Now he went to the University of California at Berkeley. He had hidden cameras, and he wanted to see if any students, left-wingers on campus, hated America so much that they would donate money to the Taliban to kill Americans. And by the way, that's not a, I said that exactly right. He's asking students at UC Berkeley, will you donate money to the Taliban so they can kill Americans? Let's listen to the tape.
We're raising money for the Taliban. Raising money for the Taliban here. Get your Taliban here. I'm Ami Horowitz, and I'm here at the University of California at Berkeley. There is no way I could raise money for the Taliban, right? I'm trying to raise money for the Taliban. We're trying to raise money for the Taliban. Tax deductible? I mean, if you were money in Afghanistan, so that's probably less helpful to you guys. We're Taliban 2.0. We're kinder, gentler. I mean, not really, but okay. You know, it's the way we roll. We're trying to raise money for the Taliban. We want to be able to train our fighters to fight back against American interests. There's a lot of weapons that were left there. We need money to train them how to use it against American forces, train them how to use weapons again, all the weapons that the U.S. left. We want to train our fighters to strike back against American interests around the world and in the homeland. Before America got there, we used it as a base to strike against America. We want to do that again.
Oh, interesting.
We got to fight back.
I know.
You know, and America's destroying the world, and we want to secure it for a strike against the American homeland.
I understand.
So we want to be able to create a bulwark against America in Afghanistan to fund and help its enemies around the world strike back against American interests, both abroad and in the homeland.
Okay, that sounds great.
I don't know if you know about much about American imperialism.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So you know how damaging the U.S. is.
Definitely. I appreciate what you're doing here.
Create a safe haven for America's enemies, as a safe haven for people who want to strike against American interests around the world. We want to strike the U.S.,
yep,
both abroad and in the homeland, to teach them a lesson. Life means nothing to them.
Yeah.
And America needs to be brought to heel.
Very true. What you're talking about is really important, and I agree with you fully.
And it's time to make them feel the pain. You know what I'm saying?
I would work for you.
That is really generous. They need to finally pay the price, and we want to exact that toll. basically want to create a safe space for enemies of the United States. You know what I'm saying? 9/11 was a lesson, but this isn't easy. They didn't learn their lesson from 9/11. You want to do that again like we did it in 2001?
$5.
Five?
Okay, that would be great.
Five? Yeah.
Five is great. That would, if you could do that, it'd be great.
Sure, I'll do this.
Yeah, five.
Like 10?
I don't know, maybe $10?
$10?
$15.
Maybe like
$15?
$50. $50? Oh, dude. Come over here, buddy. Come over here, my brother. Do you know how many people we can train? We can how many Taliban fighters we can train on that?
Donation wise?
Yeah. If you could.
You know? $50, you know, just donate. I'm a student.
That is really generous. That's a lot of beer money.
All right, Ami Horowitz joins us now. Tell me that's not real. Tell me this is satire, right?
Funny you say that. So generally when I'm sitting at home and I'm self-medicating with bourbon and I'm trying to come up with ideas, and I often will come up with an idea and I say to myself, okay, I've gone too far. There's no way this will work, right? They'll never go for this. I can never raise money for the Taliban for a new 9/11 on an American campus. The left never ever disappoints me on the downside. So when I hire crew members, I have to hire people on the left, right? That's the creative community that exists. That's what I've got to do. So when we began shooting this thing, after the first 20 minutes, my shooter, my camera guy, sent me a text. He goes, "Can you stop for a minute? Let's meet around the corner. I want to speak to you." I said, "Okay." And he said to me, "This is like, you're punking me, right? These are actors. This isn't real." And I go, no, this is absolutely 100% real." He couldn't process what he was seeing. He couldn't comprehend that American students would give me money to kill Americans on a U.S. campus. That's exactly what happened. That is exactly what went down, Sean.
And how much did you get total? What was the total number?
Around $300. And I could have gone on all day. That was just a couple hours worth of work. Yeah, think about an hourly wage. That's pretty good. You know, I could have made a real scratch with the Taliban.
I am stunned, completely stunned. Now, did you give these people the money back?
Yeah, I actually never took possession of the cash. You know, I don't actually want to raise money. I don't want to actually be arrested by the FBI, especially Biden's FBI. So I steer clear of that problem. But at the end of the day, what I'm good at, right, if I have one skill set, it's I am able to uncover the id of the left, right? I'm able to get them to say the quiet part out loud. Because at the end of the day, what does the left really want? I'm not talking about liberals, right? A liberal and I, we disagree on how to make America a better country, but at the end of the day, we want America to be stronger. The left, the hard left, the people represented in this video, and some people in the U.S. Congress and Senate, they want the destruction of the United States. So all I'm doing is taking that to its logical conclusion. Why wouldn't they want to fund it? They support it. They are promoting it. They want to see, if you went to every single BLM rally, and I did, as you know, I was on your show, all the BLM riots, and I was asking people, do you want to change America or destroy America? The answer was singularly destroy America. And all I'm doing is taking that to the next logical conclusion.
I mean, it is, it's mind-numbing to me, and I just can't believe anybody would ever say yes to agreeing to support financially a terrorist organization. Do they even know what they're saying and doing? Or they just think it's cool to hate America, or they think it's cool to help the Taliban, or they just love Joe Biden so much? Do any of these kids know that Americans now are held behind enemy lines and hostage to groups that are responsible for the most horrific treatment of women, of the gay community, minorities, intolerant of any other religion?
No, look, this is UC Berkeley. This is a major university. I couldn't get into that school. I wasn't smart enough. These are smart kids. They understand exactly what they're doing. One kid said to me, "I want to work for you," right? Said in the clip. No, they know exactly what they're doing. They are the virtuous ones, right? They are the chosen ones. And therefore, there's no end to what they're willing to do in order to take down the United States, because they are, look, where does this come from? It comes from the professors, right? They are taught this garbage all day long, that America is the most evil country on planet Earth. So obviously they will say to themselves, well, if we're living in the most evil country in the world, we have to take the next step to take it down and destroy it. And that's what you're seeing, that they know exactly what they're doing. Don't give them that out, Sean. They know exactly what they're doing.
I mean, it just takes my breath away, to be very honest with you. It really does take my breath away. Ami Horowitz, thanks for sharing.
Always a pleasure.
Doesn't give me a lot of hope for the future, I'll tell you that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Democrats have laid out a radical socialist agenda. Instead of following the Republican blueprint that had our economy booming, the Dems are now going to raise taxes and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it's in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals offers expert advice, and their experienced team has been helping Americans protect their finances for over 40 years. If you're looking into investing in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today. The number, 1-866-319-4513. That's 1-866-319-4513. Or visit legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Here's NFL legend Terry Bradshaw for Publishers Clearinghouse.
Last chance to win that big check from Publishers Clearinghouse.
There are just days left to enter to win. $7,000 a week for life.
Enter now at PCH.com before it's too late. Because real people really do win. You don't want to miss out, do you?
October 31st. You could win $7,000 a week for life. Hurry, enter now at PCH.com.
Enter now at PCH.com.
Entries due October 29th. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families, now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from, made in America or not made at all, and backed by a lifetime guarantee. Go to henryusa.com and order our free catalog, decals, and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com. Thank you, and God bless America.
All right, to our phones we go. Lisa is in Florida. Lisa is a lot smarter than me. Lisa, how are you? Glad you called.
Happy Friday, Sean. I'm so excited to be on your show. I want to give a huge shout out and thank you to Governor Ron DeSantis for standing up and calling the special session related to the vaccine mandate. I'm a soccer mom and a corporate worker, work for a pretty big company that has initiated a mandate and essentially says either get an exemption or get the shot or start being unpaid starting December 8th as part of this executive EO from President Biden.
You know, I got to tell you something. Ron DeSantis said, no, we're not going to go along with Joe's mandate. Here's what we're now facing. We're facing a labor shortage, which we're facing a supply chain shortage. We're now at a position, in a point where people feel better leaving their jobs than staying there. And this is not a debate about vaccinating or not vaccinating. We've had that debate. Why so many people, they'll have to answer for themselves, why they made their choice to not get the vaccine and give up their jobs. And in many cases, by giving up their jobs, they're giving up their careers. They're giving up their benefits. They're giving up retirement. There are some people that, you know, are 3 years away from a full retirement. We're going to lose teachers, cops, firemen, first responders. We're going to lose tens of thousands in our military, and they want to dishonorably discharge them even. And many of them will all lose that time that they had built up and accrued their time in the service that would lead to their pension. So they made up their mind. And if they stick now to this hard and fast mandate, and I've been trying to offer at least, I'm trying to thread the needle. I'll tell you why I'm trying to thread the needle, Lisa, because I love people. And I would hate to see a cop, you know, 3 years away from a pension, leave a job and leave all of that money due to them on the table. I'd hate for a military member to leave all their retirement money on the table. And my question is, okay, if you're so hard and fast and you feel it's that necessary, well, you know, test these people once a week, twice a week. I guess you can even test them every day if you really want to. But give them an option that they feel comfortable with, because they've made up their mind that they're willing to pay a very high price because of their core values and beliefs. Now,
and this
give them an option. Why? We're smart people. Why can't we think of a plan B that works for everybody?
Sean, it's really jabs for jobs at this point. It was 2 weeks to start to flatten the curve, and now it's three jabs to keep your job. And under this executive EO for the federal contractors, which is pretty broad, testing is not an option. And the religious and medical exemption, it's pretty invasive, the questions that they're asking. And the timing of all of this 2 weeks before Christmas, it leaves the average person with very little options. And it's almost the government is holding our jobs.
No, you see, Lisa, this is a high class problem. This is the tragedy of the treadmill problem. If you want to get Christmas presents for your kids, you better shop in October problem. Because that's what they're telling us. I mean, they're full of lies left, right, sideways, and every other way. And you're right, though. Anyway, I'll give you the last word.
No, one thing I want to say about the supply chain stuff is some of those things are necessities, hospital supplies, medical supplies, things people need. So the treadmill thing to this Florida soccer mom is just disgusting. But, you know, I want to give it up to Ron Santis. I want to thank him. He listened to my emails. He listened to our calls. I'm praying for his wife that has cancer, and I just hope that this special executive session works for us Floridians, and I'm happy to be in the great state of Florida.
Yeah, what part of Florida are you in?
I'm in Oviedo, Florida. We're just a hop, skip away from the University of Central Florida.
Oh, that's awesome. Great school. I know friends of mine whose kids have gone there. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it. 800-941-SEAN. Our number, Jenny, is in Texas. Jenny, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just had a comment on, I think it was Pete or Jen Psaki had said the other day about shopping in October. And
that was Pete Buttigieg.
Yes, Pete.
Mayor Pete.
So why do they think that that's okay to say to their voting base who may not can afford this in October? You know, some people live paycheck to paycheck. A lot of their listeners or voters do. Just think
you know what it is? It's the mindset that they're willing to accept mediocrity and failure. And I'm not. I'm not willing to accept still that we've abandoned Americans in Afghanistan. I'm not willing to accept the law breaking and the aiding and abetting of law breaking down at our southern border and the chaos. I'm not willing to accept that illegal immigrants get preferential treatment. For example, they're not COVID tested and there's no vaccine mandate for them and they're transported in the dark of night, or as Jen Psaki says, an early morning flight at 4 a.m. Or whatever insanity she has to say. The tragedy of the treadmill and the reason we're not testing illegal immigrants for COVID is they're not going to be here very long. I mean, it's beyond the pale to me. But that is what the Biden administration's come to accept. I believe in a better America, and I believe these problems can be solved. You get the last 30 seconds.
Absolutely. And to the illegals, I think a good question for Jen would be, well, then why are they coming here? You know, I'm in Texas. I'm in Houston. We see it. Why are they coming here if they're not planning to stay? This isn't a stop through country. They're coming here.
I think we can transport them in the dark of night and we can bring them right up to Washington, D.C. and these liberal enclaves like Senator Ted Cruz proposed and let them handle it because the policies that they support, supposedly, and they can provide for food and shelter and education and health care, even though we can't afford that, even for every American at this point. Anyway, appreciate the call. Thank you, Jenny. Have a great weekend. 800-941-SEAN is our number. Just your calls the last half hour of the show. Quick break, right back. All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program, straight to the phones this Friday. Mike in Arizona. Mike, I know it's a dry heat, but anyway, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. I just wanted to say that, hey, I'm an ex-Democrat. I will never vote Democrat again. This is not the Democrats. This is socialism, and I will not go there anymore. And thanks for having me on.
Now, as a member, can I ask what union you're a member of?
I'd rather not say, but yes, I have one of the biggest ones out there. How about that?
I'd rather not say, because then I'm going to have to get the, you know, a verbal beat down from the union members. How dare I criticize them on national radio? I get it, man. Well, don't worry about it.
It's the upper echelon of them. But I can tell you this much, that most of the people that are in my union feel the same way I do. So, you know, it's not all about, you know, being a Democrat and being in the union at the same time. But it's one of those type of things that I'm trying to straighten it out, because I've listened to you now pretty well. And you seem to be telling the truth most of the time. So I appreciate it.
Can you think of a time I didn't tell the truth?
No. I'm just saying.
I'm perfect, but if there's a particular incident where you can point to that I didn't tell the truth, then please let us know. I try to tell the truth.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that you listen to a lot of the local news and stuff like that, and it's all the same crap. And you know, they just try to keep telling you that it's everything's all right, but it's not. Joe Biden's an idiot, and you know, the rest of the clowns that are in office are a bunch of idiots. And I'm not saying that the Republicans are, you know, better prepared than everybody else either. There's a lot of rhinos out there. So I'm just saying I swapped sides, and I'm going to stay that way. So,
well, welcome aboard, sir. If you can, I'm a conservative. I'm registered conservative. Because I think Republicans, they go too wobbly themselves, and they're not willing to fight as often as I want them to fight and as hard as I want them to fight. Anyway, my friend, glad you called. Have a great weekend, Mike. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. John is in Michigan. John, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Glad you called, sir.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to ask for some advice. I've got a job that I've had for 15 years. They have government contracts, and I've been informed that I'm going to have a very hard choice to make, whether it's get the vaccine or lose my job. And I've started to look for jobs around here, and it's pretty much if you don't have your vaccine, then it's you're not going to get into there to work for any other company. And here in Michigan, for some reason, if you do not have the vaccine, you do not get public assistance. So I have no clue what to do here.
Let me ask you a couple of personal questions that I want to tell you up front. You do not have to answer. I believe in freedom. I believe in medical privacy and doctor-patient confidentiality. If you want to share the information, fine. If you say you don't want to, you feel uncomfortable, I'm cool with that too. Did you ever have COVID?
Yes, I have.
So you have natural immunity. How long ago did you have it?
About 3 months.
Okay. But you're only in the window where they would even consider giving you the vaccine anyway, if we're following the science. Because if you have COVID, and that means you have natural immunity, then you're supposed to wait at least 3 months. Other doctors have told me 3 to 6 months. Other doctors prefer to base it on the antibody level that's in your blood when you get it tested. And then there are still other people that say that T cell antibodies that would not show up in your antibody count, but still exist and would recognize any version of coronavirus is the most effective vaccine out there, which is the case that the creator of the RNA, mRNA technology that allowed for the Pfizer Moderna vaccines to be made in the first place. You know, he was citing the Israeli study of nearly 800,000 people showing that against the Delta variant, those with natural immunity did 27 times better than those with his technology. He invented the technology that paved the way for the Pfizer Moderna vaccine. So I'm not so sure, you know, I think with the right doctor, you might be able to get them to at least look at it. But you're highlighting something that really bothers me, John, and that is they're putting you in the one size fits all medical box. You just had COVID 3 months ago. You survived. Was it bad for you? Or do you have a mild case or a very difficult case?
I would say that I was asymptomatic. I didn't
know. So you had a relatively mild case. Okay, good. By the way, good for you. And a lot of people have those cases. Other people are not as fortunate. So, you know, at some point here, you know, Joe Biden said last night that he wants to fire anybody that goes against his vaccine mandate. I also have a tape of Joe Biden saying he would never call for a vaccine mandate. So Joe Biden is a total, complete hypocrite. And Fauci, the same thing. And Jen Psaki and Nancy Pelosi, the same thing. All these people change their minds all the time. And then they wonder, they scratch their heads. Where does vaccine hesitancy come from? Well, they're causing a lot of it.
I will just say this. The one thing that's strange to me is who's in charge of our vaccine mandate as far as following up on it is OSHA. Here is what's going to come to the companies that have over 100 employees, and they're the ones that are going to enforce it.
Okay. Biden saying cops who won't get vaccinated should be fired. Here's the next question. If they offered you the option to get tested once a week or twice a week or whatever they deem was necessary, would you accept that as a viable option that would allow you to keep the career that I'm assuming probably provides a good living for you and your family?
If that was an option, then yes, I would. I am unsure about putting untested vaccine or anything into my body. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs.
I'm not pushing or advocating for anything other. What I'm looking for is a way to thread the needle here so that nurses keep working, first responders keep working, cops don't get fired, the military doesn't dishonorably discharge thousands of brave men and women. I'm looking to thread a needle here. It's not the best, most ideal option. But if it means that people won't lose their pensions, their health benefits, things they worked and earned over the years, I'm trying to find, it's not going to be a perfect option. That to me is the only one that I can think of that will probably could satisfy all sides.
and maybe people don't like it, but at least they're not going to lose their income over it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I do have one other question for you. Yeah. I was told that they are pushing the vaccine whether or not you have the herd immunity. My sister is a nurse, and she says the herd immunity, you have just as good, if not better, immunity from the virus than just those that get the vaccine alone. And what I'm being told is, then get the vaccine so you're doubly protected. And then, well, my question is, why don't you get the virus so you're doubly protected? As soon as you get the virus, then I will consider getting the vaccine. I don't understand.
Let me test your COVID knowledge, if you don't mind. I want to do a little quiz. You got, as an unvaccinated individual, let's say you weren't feeling good today and you went and you got a COVID test and it came back positive, what would be the first thing you would do?
As far as an individual or in my household?
As an individual, you find out you have a positive COVID test. What is the first thing that Sean Hannity would advise you to do?
Well, the only thing that I can think of is do what I did, and I notified my employer and the people closest to me that I did, so they could keep an eye out to see what they would do.
Now, you represent a very large percentage of the population. This is why I'm telling people to do research so they understand. This is why I'm getting so repetitive. First thing I would advise you to do, because, you know, you listen to this program, I don't want to lose my listeners, John. I want every American, even if they don't listen, to be healthy. First thing I would do is I'd get on the phone, call my doctor. What do you think of monoclonal antibodies as a therapeutic? Either you have a breakthrough case of COVID or you are unvaccinated and get a positive test. That would be the first thing I would advise people to do. Now, the fact that you're a well-educated guy and it's not top of mind to you is to be expected. This is, you know, we immerse ourselves in this stuff every day, so this is what we do. But that would be the best advice I can offer people, because there are breakthrough cases. Now, it worked really well. Ron DeSantis was on my TV show a couple of times talking about the Regeneron or monoclonal antibody centers that he built all around Florida. Joe Biden only mentioned it for the first time 3 weeks ago. And then he rationed it, even though we don't have a shortage of it. In other words, there's a different plan B available. Just like there's a different plan B. Okay, employers want to keep the other employees safe. The vaccine apparently is not preventing people from getting COVID. That's what the breakthrough cases are all about. So the next step is breakthrough cases, unvaccinated cases. You know, at that point, we need to save lives. And the therapeutic that intrigues me the most as most successful, but you need to consult your doctor, is monoclonal antibodies. All right, John, I wish you well. Update us when you make your decision up. But I do think at some point they're going to have to cave on this. We're going to lose too many nurses, teachers, doctors. We're going to lose too many military personnel, cops, firemen, first responders. It's not going to work, especially with the bad economy that we have. Unbelievable times that we're living in. Dave in Pennsylvania. What's up, Dave? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I much like the last guy, I work for a federal contractor, supposedly. We're part of the railroad. And I know all of the railroads in the United States are now going to this, but they have to be fully vaccinated by December 8th. I know guys that are losing, that have worked out here for 25, 27 years. They don't want to take it, but they're going to quit. They're not going to quit. They're going to be excused.
And they're going to be able to keep their benefits, because some cities like Chicago are threatening punitive actions, like taking away pensions that people earned over the decades.
Yeah. No, you have to have so many years plus so many,
to be vested.
You have to be so old and then so many years.
Are they giving you the option of getting a COVID test instead?
No. There is no COVID test option, and there is the.
If you had the option, would that be a viable option for you?
In order to keep my job, yeah.
To keep your job, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's foolish.
You wouldn't like it, right?
But. No,
but you would, but that would at least, that would at least allow you, look, there are people with religious values and beliefs that prevent them from getting it. There are people that have health conditions that are rare. There are people that just, for whatever reason, distrust it.
But they're being very, very picky even about the religious exemptions. They're nitpicking your religious exemptions if you put it in. They're just, and come December 8th, how many guys are going to say no? And are the trains going to stop running? And that's just going to add to their supply chain issue that they say they care about.
It's not going to work.
Doesn't seem to be.
Look at Southwest Airlines. They caved, didn't they?
Well, they did, but they had organized, like, basically an unorganized walkout.
Yeah. Listen, I feel bad for everybody in your position. Think of every nurse that's in the same position as you are. Think of these are the people in the worst moments of COVID that walked into a hospital that was a COVID petri dish. Most of them got COVID as a result of their risking their lives to help others. They were diving on COVID grenades every single day to save other people's lives. How do we possibly justify firing those heroes when they said they would never do that? How do they justify that? And I don't think it's going to go over very well. And if you want to know the impact of the economy, if you're right about the rail business and on top of the supply chain problems we currently have, you're looking at a disaster. Now, the American people have been scolded. We've been yelled at. They've tried enticements. They've tried to bribe people. They've tried all sorts of things. You know, the issue of vax, not vax, is not what we're talking about here. Because people made up their minds. You're not going to change them. If I thought there's a way that people were persuadable at this point, okay, I would tell you what it is. But I don't see it. But I see the consequences of losing such a large percentage of our working base in critical areas that of our economy. It's a disaster. All right, Hannity, tonight, 9 Eastern, please set your DVR. Never miss an episode. Peter Doocy had a hot exchange with Jen Circleback propagandist Psaki. We'll get into that. He was right. She was wrong. Joe Concha, Mike Huckabee, Leo 2.0, Terrell, Scott Brown, Reince Priebus, Greg Jarrett, Geraldo, Jason Chaffetz. It's all happening 9 Eastern. Set your DVR. Hannity on Fox News. You won't get from the mob. We'll see you tonight. Back here Monday. Have a great weekend. And we know you make this show possible. Thank you. We never forget it. That I promise. See you Monday. See you tonight.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.